We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Nun. We're in the middle of Sith Aleph. We saw yesterday that one has to wake up early in the morning on Friday in order to do the appropriate preparations for Shabbos. Continues the Mechaber, Afilu Yesh Lo Kama Avadim L'Shamsho, even if one has servants that can do everything for him, Yishtada L'Hachim Ba'atzmo Shum Davar L'Tzarchei Shabbos Kedei L'Chabdo. One should still himself try his hardest to do something to prepare for Shabbos, so that he can also be mekayim this mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Kirev Chista Hayim Mechatech Hayarak Dak Dak. V'Rabbi Rav Yosef Hayim Mevakim Eitzim. V'Rabbi Zera Hayim Adlik Ha'esh. V'Rav Nachman Hayim Mesakein Habayis. U'machnes Kelim Atzrichim L'Shabbos U'mafana Klei Hachol. The Tanaim and Amoraim, the greatest of the generations, took it upon themselves to at least do something to prepare for Shabbos, or be cutting up the vegetables, cutting up the wood, lighting the fire, or bringing in the appropriate utensils that were needed for Shabbos. Umehem yomod kol adam, v'lo yomar lo efkom kvodi, ki zehu kvodo shemechaved haShabbos. And therefore, everyone should learn from these great gedolim, that just as they did something themselves, so too we must do something ourselves. Even if we have other people who can prepare Shabbos for us, we should at least try and do something, and not say that it's beneath me to prepare for Shabbos, because that is kavod for you to prepare for Shabbos. That is your kavod as well. As the Baralach explains, this is why it's not a problem for these great gedolim to do something that might seem beneath them, to be cutting up wood and stuff like that. It's not below them, because this is their kavod to be mechaber as a Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points out the reason that one must do so is because the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is mutal on everyone, and even though you could have a shaliach do it for you, we pass in mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho, there is an extra hitter of doing something yourself instead of having a shaliach do it. And this is true by all mitzvahs, however, the Mechaber points out that it's true here as well by preparations for Shabbos. As well, the Mishnah Berurah brings a svarim that say that one should be maharher b'tshuva, they should try and do tshuva before Shabbos. Why is this the case? Because when you come into Shabbos, it's as though you are being mekabel the melech malchei melechim, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is actually coming to you. And it's not nice to be mekabel the king of basar v'dam, a human king, if you are all dirty. So of course, you shouldn't bring in the melech malchei melechim, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, into your home if you are dirty with sin. So that's why we say that you should do tshuva. And you should do any preparations that you would do if a human king was coming, Kavachomer, you should do so for the Melech Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As well, the Mishnah Berurah points out, that's why you should try and clean up your house. And if you have cobwebs, you should make sure to get rid of those cobwebs before Shabbos as well. And of course, you have to get rid of any dirt that might be found. You should definitely sweep, as there were Amoraim and Tanaim who swept the floor themselves. As the Mishnah Berurah says, he himself saw Gedolei Torah, who Erev Shabbos would be busy sweeping for Kavod Shabbos instead of learning. The Rama continues, V'yesh l'hashchiz ha'sakim b'erev Shabbos ki zeh mikvod Shabbos shemechin atzmon l'achila. Another thing I want you to do is sharpen the knife, as this is Kavod Shabbos as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because if the knife isn't sharpened, it will lead to some machlokes, and someone will get upset that the knife wasn't sharp. So we should do everything before Shabbos to ensure that there is no machlokes on Shabbos. Sif beis, yarbe bebasar v'yam mikdanos kafiyah chalto. On Shabbos, you should try to have as much meat and wine and enjoyable foods as much as you can. As we pointed out in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, you don't necessarily have to have basar and yayin if that's not oneg and kavod for you, if that's not what you enjoy. However, the Mechaber is just saying what is generally enjoyed by people, and you should try and have whatever it is in every place and place, every generation and generation, whatever is the finest of foods that one enjoys, that's what you should be sure to have on Shabbos.